translation. When Lord Narsingadeva saw the small boy Prahlad Maharaj prostrated as a soul to his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees.
Kapadam lepaditam tamadbhagam vilakka deva kripaya parikrita uthya patasishne alala parambhijam kalahi vitasya bhyan kitabhayam. So, to become devotee or favorite to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very easy. It is not at all difficult. Here we see the example of Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old. He is a devotee. He only knows the Supreme Lord and he offered obeisances. That is his qualification. Anyone can do that. Anyone can come here in the temple and offer obeisances. Where is the difficulty? Simply, one must have the sense that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Nishinadev, or any one of his multi-expansion. In the Shastra it is said, Advaita yachyate anadi anantarupam. Krishna has anantarupam. Therefore, every rupa is expansion of Krishna's original rupa. The original rupa is Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan. Then there are so many rupas. Rama, Nishinga, Varaha, Balaram, Parasuram, Meen, Tortoise, Nishingadev. Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan is always existing with different forms. Not that he is existing only in Krishna form. Every form, Ramadi Murtisu, the same example as we have given many times, just as the sun, time of sun, 24 hours. So, out of the 24 hours, or 24 incarnation, any time is present. It is not that now it is, say, 8 o'clock, then 7 o'clock is finished. No, there is 7 o'clock in any other part of the world. Or 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock is also present. 12 o'clock is also present. We have got one watch given by Guru Kripa Maharaj. He has brought from Japan. It is very nice. Immediately you can see what is the time now in different places. Immediately. So all of them are existing. Therefore Krishna's leela is called Nitya Leela. Not that one leela is going on, other leela is finished. No. Everything is existing simultaneous. Therefore this word is used. Ramadi Murtisu. Ramadi Murtisu. Kala Niyamena. Niyamena. Exactly in due time, just like the sun. Exactly. Formerly there was no watch, but by the shadow one could study. You can study now also, even now. In our childhood, we used to study by seeing the shadow, not at this time, and exactly the same time. So, kala niyamena tishtha, not that haphazardously. Now, this shadow is 1 o'clock here, and next day 1 o'clock there. No, the same thing. Kalaniyamena tishthan. Similarly, Krishna's lila niyamena tishthan. Exactly. There are innumerable who have said, here Krishna is born, now Krishna is taken by Vasudeva to Vrindavan. Same, immediately here born, Krishna has gone to Vrindavan. In another universe, Krishna is born. Krishna is born. Anyway, in this way his lila is going on. There is no cessation, neither there is any discrepancy of time. Exactly. Just like Krishna comes upon this earth once in Brahma's day. So many millions of years, Krishna will appear again. If not personally, by his expansion, Aṅśena, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear exactly in due course of time. Lord Ramchandra will appear. So Ramadimutti Sukala Niyamena Tishtha. So this lila, Nisingadev, that is also exactly in time. So sapadamuranga patitam tam arbhakam. Very innocent child. An innocent child like Prahlad Maharaj, he can get so much mercy of Nisingadev, so fearful appearance of the Lord, that even Lakshmi could not approach. Asuta, adrishtya asuta purva. There was no such form of the Lord. Even Lakshmi did not know. But Prahlad Maharaj, he is not afraid. He knows, here is my Lord. Just like the cub of a lion, he is not afraid of the lion. He immediately jumps to the head of the lion. Because he knows, it is my father, it is my mother. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is not afraid, although Brahma and others, all demigods became afraid to approach the Lord. He simply, as an innocent child, came and offered his obeisance. Tamad bhakam. Bilokya. So God is not impersonal. Immediately he could understand, here is an innocent child. He has been harassed by his father so much, and now he is offering his obeisances unto me. Bilakya deva kripaya puritpruta. He became very much, melted with mercy. The thing, everything is there. Don't think that God has no feeling. Thinking, feeling. No, everything is there. Unless he has got sympathetic feeling in him, where we have got it? Because everything is coming from God. Janmadrasya jata, athāta brahma jityāsa. What is Brahma? Brahma means the original source of everything. That is Brahma. Vriyatya, bringanatya. So if this feeling is not there in God, then how can we come? This feeling. It's like if one innocent little child comes and offers some respect to us, immediately we become feelingly merciful. Oh, he is a nice child. So that Krishna Nisingadeva, he also became paripruta, feelingly merciful, not ordinary merciful, feeling. How innocent this child is. So, feelingly, Uchyapa immediately got him up. My dear child, get up. And immediately put his hand on the head. Uchyapa tasisni adadha karambujam. Karambujam, lotus hand, lotus palm. So these feelings are there. And he wanted, because this boy was built under such a big murti, came from the thumb, the columns, and the father, gigantic father, is there. Naturally, he is a little disturbed in mind. So therefore, vitrasya dhiyam, Krita Abhayam, my dear child, don't be afraid. Everything is all right. I am present. And there is no fear. Be pacified. I will give you protection. So this is the exchange. So there is no need of becoming very learned man, Vedantist, and simply these things are required. You become innocent, accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and fall down at His lotus feet. Everything is gone. This is one. Simplicity. Believe in Krishna. As Krishna said, matta paradaram nanya kinchijasti thana. Believe it. There is no more superior authority than Krishna. And he says, Marmana bhava madhukta madhyaji mani namaskar. This is the instance. This is the substance of all instance. Believe Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Here is Krishna. Believe that here is Krishna. Innocent child will believe. But our brain is so dull. We will inquire whether the deity is made of stone or brass or wood. Because we are not innocent. We are thinking that this deity is something made of brass. Even if it is brass, if brass is not God, brass is also God. Because Krishna says, Bhumi rapa nalo vayu kanga mano buddhi. Aparayam, binnami prakriti aspada. Everything is Krishna. Without Krishna, there is no existence. So why Krishna cannot appear as he likes? He can appear in brass, he can appear in stone, he can appear in wood, he can appear in jewel, he can appear in painting. Anyway, he can. That is all powerful. But we have to take it that here is Krishna. Don't take it that Krishna is separate from this deity and here we have got a brass form deity. No. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam. Advaita. He has multi expansion, but they are all one. So similarly, he is represented in his name. Abhinnatya nama namina. When you are chanting the holy name of Krishna, don't think this is sound vibration and Krishna is different. No. Abhinnatya nama chintamani Krishna. As Krishna is chintamani. Similarly, his holy name is also chintamani. Nama chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya rasavigraha. Chaitanya, full consciousness. Nama chintamani Krishna. If you associate with name, that you must know that Krishna is fully conscious of your service. You are addressing, Hey Krishna, Hey Radharani. kindly engaged me in your sadhana. Hare Krishna mantra means Hare Krishna. Hey Krishna. Hey Radharani. Hey energy. Kindly engage me in your service. Ayi nanda tanuja patitam kinkaranga maame bhishami bhavam gau. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Oh my Lord, nanda tanuja. Krishna becomes very glad when you associate his name, his activities with some devotee. He's not impersonal. Krishna has no name, but when he deals with his devotee, there is a name. That's why Krishna dealing with Nanda Maharaj. That Nanda Maharaj is wooden sleeper. Jasodamai asked the child, Krishna, you have seen the picture. Can you bring the sleeper of your father? Yes. Immediately took down the head. You see? This is Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj became very pleased. Oh, your son is very nice. He can bear such a load. So this is dealing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Krishna. Oi Nanda Tanuja. O Krishna, he is born out of the body of Nanda Maharaj. Just like the father is the body-giving person, seed-giving father. Similarly, Krishna, although he is the origin of everything, but still he is born by the seed of Nanda Maharaj. This is Krishna Leela. Kai Nanda Tanuja. Patitam kinkaranga maame bhishami bhavam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never addressed Krishna, O the Almighty. This is impersonal. He says, Vai Nanda Tanuja, limited. Son of Nanda Maharaj. Son of Nanda Maharaj. So this is bhakti. He is unlimited. Just like Kunti Devi was surprised that when he thought that Krishna was afraid of Dasaramani. That stroke, you know. So she was surprised that Krishna is so exalted and greater that everyone is afraid of him. But he has become afraid of Dasaramani. So this can be enjoyed by the devotees. Not the atheist class of men or non-devotees cannot understand. Therefore Krishna says, bhaktyavam abhijanati. Only the devotees know how. Others, they have no admission in this kingdom to understand. If you want to understand Krishna, it is only three bhakti. Neither knowledge, nor yoga, nor karma, nor jnana, nothing. Nothing will help you. Simply a devotee. And how to become devotee? How easy it is? See here, the Prahlad Maharaj. Innocent child, simply offering his obeisances. And Krishna is also asking you, Manmana Bhava Madhubhakta, Manjani Mangu. If you sincerely do these four items, always think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So this is thinking of Krishna, manmana. And you can stick to this principle of Hare Krishna mantra if you are unalloyed devotee. Without being unalloyed devotee, it is very difficult. It will be tiresome. But we shall practice. Abhyasa yoga yukti, no? Immediately, we cannot be first-class devotee. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. That is not possible. But minimum, sangha purvaka namagana nati vi. We have to practice. Certain numerical strength we must maintain. And we have made it. Therefore, some of our so-called devotees, they criticize me that I am limited only 16 rounds. Why 16 rounds? You can make 300 rounds, but minimum 16 rounds, because we are not accustomed to devote much time. We must be busy always. But sit down in one place and chant Hare Krishna mantra continuously, that is not possible for any conditioned soul, unless he is liberated. So don't try to imitate. My Guru Maharaj strictly forbid. Don't try to imitate big personalities like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami. He used to say, Rupa Goswami ke mughvanchan. Rupa Goswami, because he used to put on a loin cloth, taktatu namase samandala patisane sadatuchava bhutva dina ganesa kau karunaya kau peenaka. So, it is no use imitating Rupa Goswami to imitate the dress, and then as soon as there is opportunity, smoke biri. Don't do this nonsense. This is no use, imitation. Anusharan, not anukaran. Anukaran is dangerous. Anusharan. Sadhu marganu gamanam. This is bhakti. We shall try to follow the footsteps of big devotees, sadhus. We shall try to follow. Don't try to imitate. That is very dangerous. Some of our devotees, they left. There is no bhajan here. And asking me my blessing to find out another guru. So he wants my blessing for find out a guru. So this rascaldom is no good. So best thing is that Mahajana Jena Gata Sapanta. Here is Mahajana. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. Out of the 12 Mahajans, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapira Mano Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj's name is there. Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaki Vayam. Prahlad Maharaj is Mahajan. So follow, try to follow Prahlad Maharaj. Anusaran Sadhu Margana Gamanam. So what Prahlad Maharaj did? He was put into so many troubles by his father, and what did he do? He was simply thinking of Krishna. What can I do? My father is against. That is Manmana, Pavaman Bhakta. And at last, when the father is killed, he is offering obeisance and says that these four things, following the footsteps, sincere as a analyzed devotee, Sarvapadi Vinimukta, Prahlad Maharaj never thought that I am son of Hiranyakashipu, never thought. He always used to think I am the servant of Narada. That is, when he wanted to give him benediction, so he asked Nisingade, kindly engage me in the servant of, in the service of your servant, Narada. By whom I have got this instruction? He never said, let me serve my father. No. Because he got instruction, he always, Chakkhudhane Dilajai, Janme Janme Pitase. He is father, not a father. Chakkhudhane Dilajai, Janme Janme Pitase. What is the next line? Dibhagyan Didipakar. So he is the father. So we should always bear in mind don't be upstart and leave this Krishna consciousness moment immediately.